ערב שבת שלום, פרשת נוח. I hope everyone is okay. And today, we are going to talk about Noach. Noach, the Torah describes that Noach, איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו. Noach was a tzaddik, Noach was a tamim, tamim like a complete, and את האלוקים התהלך נוח. Noach, it's a very hard to explain this expression because literally it's like Noach went together with Hashem, but the meaning is that Noach really follows Hashem's ways. And although Noach is one of the only personalities in the Torah that the Torah describes as a tzaddik and tamim and many other advantages, we don't follow Noach as a role model for us. Noach is not considered one of our parents. Noach is not considered a personality that we have to follow his ways. And the question is why? So the very common answer is that why we don't follow Noach, rather we follow Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he is our first father, because Noach only took care about himself, about his family. But Noach didn't take care about other people. Again, there is a famous allegory that when a person, when someone is cold, so he can put a coat, and then only he will feel a hot. But if he will, there is another way that he can make fire in the oven, in the room. He can put the air condition in heat, and everyone will enjoy and will have fun. So no, Avram Avinu was like a person who take care about other people, like turn on the air condition, and Noach was like a person who take care only about himself. But I'm not sure that this is a right answer. You know why? Because there are many midrashim that describe Noach as a person that really tried to make keruv. He really tried to convince people to follow Hashem's way. The midrash says that Noach built the ark for 120 years. And during this time, people came to him and asked him, what are you doing? So Noach told them, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna bring a Mabul because we don't behave as we're supposed to behave. And it's a time to make a tshuva. And you have still a time to make a tshuva. Noach really tried to convince people to do it, to make a tshuva. So why we say that Noach only took care about himself? I'm not sure it's right. It's right. So, but I think there is a big difference between Noach and Avram, and because of that difference, Avraham Avinu succeeded to make Keruv, and many people, because of Avraham Avinu, started to believe in Hashem, and Noach didn't succeed to make Keruv. What is this point? I think that the point is one word, tefillah. Avraham Avinu always davened to Hashem. Avraham Avinu, our first father, he's the one that established tefillat shachrit. He is the first one that established Tfilat Shacharit. He is the one who davened to Hashem to that Sdom ve'Amora will not be destroyed. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim on them. And Noach, we don't find that Noach davened to Hashem. We don't find that Noach davened to Hashem. Please help people to make a tshuva. Please help people. Please don't destroy the world. We don't find it. And why? Because Avraham Avinu understood the deepest idea that without tefillah, nothing can happen. Even if we will do all our shtadlut without a tefillah, nothing going to happen. And part of our shtadlut is to daven. Because when we daven to Hashem, we get the power from Hashem to succeed. And Noach didn't use this koach of tefillah, and therefore he didn't succeed to do what he tried to do. And I think this is a very important message, that we are the continuation of Avraham Avinu, that he understood the power of tefillah, And Avraham Avinu wasn't chas v'shalom lazy or battling. No, all his life he went from place to place to famous Hashem name and to try to make the world better. But in order to succeed in his mission, he added always a tefillah. And I think that if we try to take it to our life, I think it's very easy on one hand, and it's very hard on one hand. What do I mean? I mean that what do we have to do? We have to daven to Hashem in a daily basis, not only 3 times a day in Shachrit, Mincha, Arvit. We have to daven to Hashem in everything that we are doing. The kids now at home because of the coronavirus. So when we wake up in the morning, we have to say to Hashem, please help us today to have a good day with our kids. Of course we're going to make our shtadlut. We'll put them in the Zoom, we will help them, get everything that they need. But we have to add tefillah to Hashem, please help us with our kid. When we are going to work and we make a business, to say tefillah to Hashem, Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, please help me with my business today. Again, with everything, with the neighbor, with the our family, always to add a tefillah, because when we add a tefillah, we are connected to the source of the whole shefa of chesed in the world, and that will help us will give atzlacha to what we are doing. Bezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.